This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
We cannot sit here and not go outside when it's sunny, waiting on the rain. You gotta go live.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Get better, Steph.
All right.
I'm good now.
Steph Curry is going to miss the next few games for sure. The story is hamstring strain grade one. He's going to be reevaluated on Wednesday of next week.
Oh, man.
That means for sure he's missing games 2, 3, 4, and wow, 5 man. Would be the most optimistic return at this point for Steph Curry.
Can they hold it down? What's your gut tell you?
They can. Yeah, they're gonna need to.
Because you're down on Minnesota not down like it can't change, but that was all time. Steiny, I'm going to say it. Warrior defense / rust or Minnesota, my goodness. And you can't be talking and Guru calling you the face of the league and I'm not the only one, and then you go put out that effort.
I mean,
Edwards, that was bad.
Edwards is who he is. You know what I mean?
He missed 11 threes against the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, he's gregarious.
Nice word.
He's carefree.
Brash.
Sometimes that doesn't work.
Yeah. Hey, and I mean this. Mm. You play ball. Have you ever had I've never strained my hammy.
No, I mean,
I've
strained my hamstring. And I mean, the issue to me with the hamstring is, what do you always hear about a hamstring? To me, it's always, you got to wait till it feels better and then wait. Oh. You know what I mean?
Evan
and
tore then, his.
Yeah,
am I correct, Evan? You tore yours.
Yeah, still threw a complete game.
Look at top man.
Makes you wonder why Curry's not playing through it.
No, this is bad.
I didn't know he was torn, though.
Oh, did you ever see Evan's windup?
No, I have
it's
not.
It's all lower body.
Where did you see it?
I never saw it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
All right.
Pat at 12:45, Spencer.
Yeah, Pat Spencer.
Steiny knows these mechanics were flawless.
Well,
I've seen him golf and hit a golf ball. He's got smooth.
Yeah, I mean, just if you look at Evan and he says, hey, I'm a pitcher, the first thing you assume is, yeah, he must have good mechanics.
Me and Pat Spencer.
You are something else.
All right, let's go to Brendan. Brendan in Texas. Hey, Brendan, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
I just say I got some good news and bad news. What do you guys want first?
The bad news.
Bad news. Okay. I think that we are underestimating this Minnesota team a little too much. Because for them to have a terrible game, quote unquote, as they did, they brought the game back within 9, for one. And for two, without Steph's 11 points, we most likely lose that game. So I think we need to take this team a little bit more serious. I think it's 11 points or 13, either one. And for the good news, I would say I think this was bound to happen to Steph at some point with the way he's been playing, you know, back-to-back games and stuff like that. And I hate to say that, but I think it's true. But I think it's also great that it happened now against a team in the second round that is very, very beatable. And he can get time for his hand to rest, you know, just overall just recovery. And I think that's just great. But that's all I got to say, guys. I mean, y'all have a good day, man.
Hey, thanks.
Appreciate the call, Brendan. No, I mean, the silver lining would be
give it to
if
me.
You can somehow win this series without Steph.
Oh, man.
And then he comes back for the Western Conference Finals after not playing for a week or so. Hey.
That's Who had that on their bingo card? Yeah,
that's the silver lining. That would be the silver lining.
And also, the you know, again, I keep going back to Mike Deese. Donnie, this is why you made that move, not for the Geico, but to have another dynamic player. And, again, just imagine where this team would be with this news without Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy's Butler, I don't have to remind you all, playoff Jimmy Buckets, the guy that took Caleb Martin and company, got Vincent paid to the promised land. So let's go, Jimmy. We need to see that tomorrow.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors take game one from the Timberwolves, 99-88. And Steph Curry, hamstring strain, is going to miss the next three games, and we'll see about game five in this series. Let's go to Alex in San Francisco. How you doing, Alex? What's going on?
Hey, guys. I wanted to say one thing, which is that, you know, when you're playing on a team with Steph Curry, everybody knows the best shot on the court is for Steph to take the shot. So if you're taking the shot, you got a little hesitation, a little bit of guilt, a little bit. And Kerr has said this, like, why is Steph not getting the ball? Steph should be getting the ball. If you go into a game and you're a second-tier player and you know Curry's not in the game, that changes everything in terms of your confidence, your lack of hesitation.
Yeah.
So I actually think we're going to see better role players from all of them because they won't have that little guilt in their head like, well, wait, shouldn't Steph be taking it? The second thing I wanted to say is that Dunleavy, I mean, I agree. Dunleavy deserves his flowers. If you look at this team, his name's all over it. Buddy Hield, Pods, Post, and, of course, Jimmy B. So let's give Dunleavy his love.
No doubt about it.
Appreciate the call.
And you did that yesterday, and I backed you. But, hey, can I give you a random take from yesterday's game? You tell me what you think.
Sure.
Why do I feel like defenders have caught on to Pods, and now the refs are calling it a travel? Do I dare say I feel like they're beating him to his spot? That he was getting away with it before, where he's able to show off his footwork, which I think is exceptional. But starting now, it's like they're beating him to the spot, and then he's getting called for travel because there is no, there's no adjustment to the adjustment, if I can say it that way.
I mean, the one thing that I do feel like, and I'd love to hear Warriors fans' takes on this, is I feel like the longer the playoffs go, the more defenses are not going for Pajemski's pump fakes or even Jimmy Butler's.
Man.
Like, when you see a team play, and now they've played eight postseason games, I mean, you got to stay down on Jimmy Butler if you want to have a chance at success.
And Houston did that well.
Ditto with Pajemski. I mean, his MO has been to get into the lane and kind of pump fake and then step around, but if nobody's going for a pump fake, he's got really nowhere to go except kick it back out.
Yeah. Just something I noticed.
Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
Hey, Philmo, what's going on, man?
Let's see how he feeling.
Hey, take that for data. Hey, Dave, things have been coming up a lot lately, Steiny, if you haven't been tripping, TNT had it on. Anyway, I forgot who he was, but shout out, I think it's Antonio from Oakland.
Yeah.
Shout him out. But I just want to mention, people got to remember, bro, game ones and game twos is like Michael Jackson. It's black and white. Maybe nice. One minute, you feel me, you may be a dark skin. Next thing you know, the next day, after a Pepsi commercial, you maybe come out a little bit lighter. So the game one really don't mean nothing. I can see game twos being the total opposite where all the teams that was, like the favorites that was supposed to win, totally flip it around. No close games in game two. And also, I just want to say this last thing.
And I got something for you.
Goop, Boo, Edwards can kind of do anything. I think that's what makes Edwards so appealing. He's not calculated like LeBron and
Right.
And I think that's so cool. Like, he don't, man, I'm walking in state. I'm walking downtown L.A., man. We just won. And I think that's the beautiful thing about him. And so he could do all that and come up and lay a turn like he did in game one. Again, it's like Michael Jackson, black or white. It could be the other way around where he go for 50 the next game.
No
I
doubt.
I love Ant Edwards. Remember that game where he was asking Steph, he said, hey, Steph, look, I got 45 or 40 or 52. And Steph just looked like, yeah, man, you do, bro.
I got you, Mike.
And he's like a baby. He's like a baby, you know? Yeah. So it's so fun. It's
and
so
he's
fun.
Just being him, Mike, and that's why we gravitate to him. And he can say, I don't want to be the face of the league, but we want you to because you don't want to. So I do like his energy. Mike, real quick, you know this. People can make numbers say what they want. But real quick about Steph. This is his first time in 16 years. He strained a muscle? Just think about that. That's crazy as much as he runs.
That is crazy. But I don't know if that's all the way true. Mm. I mean, you think about it. The Warriors are good at disguising information. I don't know. Also, you got off seasons where he might have strained something. We don't even know about it, too. Mm. I highly doubt. I'm just keeping it real. I'd be playing pickleball, and you could strain your hamstring just randomly. So it's as hard to believe. It's awesome to know that if that's truly true, man, kudos to his recovery team.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that. That's one of them facts that I can't really – like Will Chamberlain 20,000. I don't really know about that.
I love that muscle bar, baby.
Thanks, Filmo. Appreciate
if you
the call.
You know, you know. Sonny, what can Celebrini and the greatest of doctors do to a hammy – warm it, ice it, like, or is it just one of those injuries? Father Time.
How about we go to a real doctor?
Yeah,
Dr. Pandya.
Our man.
I think the key thing when you're trying to get people back from hamstring injuries is, number one, in game, are you doing things to prevent that muscle from tightening up? So he's on the exercise bike, you're heating that area up. And then number two is, you may have to change the way you're utilizing them in the game. So, you know, Curry covers so much court, and all that running and constant movement is going to play stress on that hamstring. So Steve Kerr figuring out a way that Curry can get shots or how he plays so he doesn't have to have as much movement to get that shot. So these are the little nuances you can do to make sure that hamstring isn't getting stretched. But unfortunately, it's different for a center. You know, Kevon Looney, has a hamstring issue. He's not as mobile and running around. So you can get him back quicker. For Curry, his game's predicated on moving around. So how can Steve Kerr change the offense and have different lineup combinations so maybe he doesn't have to run around as much and can just shoot threes like a spot-up shooter and not have to worry about creating his own shot?
Oh, behind you. You coach him?
No, that was great.
I know.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, but that's the thing. If you're bringing Steph back and you need to change his role some, that tells me he's not 100%. No,
and I don't want him out there then, Stoney.
Well.
You're saying you would think about it and roll him out there? Wouldn't that be negligence, though?
Okay, then he re-pulls it and the season's over.
But what about tears it? Because you could tear a hammy.
How long does that take to come back from?
I don't know. Dak Prescott did it, and he had to have surgery. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. Let's go to Mr. D. Mr. D is in San Francisco. What's up, Mr. D?
Yeah, guys, that was a great win. But your YouTube headline was a win, but at what cost?
No doubt, man.
But now I'm looking at this thing going back to the Houston series. And granted, Steve Kerr might not have been able to use the whole bench, but we'll never know. But what I'm saying is Steph Curry is the oldest one, and he's the one that came up with the injury. And if Steve Kerr is going to play Draymond Green and Butler all of those minutes like he did against Houston and just let those people on the bench languish there, they're going to fall like dominoes. He did a masterful job last night playing the bench.
Yeah.
That's what has to happen. We don't know. If he would have played the bench during that Houston series, maybe this could have been avoided. We'll never know. But you can't play those old guys all those minutes. You just can't.
I'm with you. That's a great call. But Norm told me, Steiny, son, you can't cry over spilled milk. So with that said, Kerr knows best, right? He had to play Curry for us to get past Houston those minutes. And obviously, I'm with you where, you couldn't have spelled him. But, I mean, what can we do about that now is what I guess I'm saying to you. Because the caller was on point, and I feel that way. I told you and Evan, had they handled business in game five, maybe he's still playing.
I mean, the thing to me that was – well, first of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that was a little troubling to me about the injury is nothing happened. It didn't feel like.
But that's how hammies go, though.
Exactly.
Stein.
And that tells me that
it was a matter of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And you're 37. You know, it's like driving a car at 90 miles when I'm just, Steiny, 46 minutes. That was just Sunday. And he's back out there. And what's funny is, we hadn't talked about this, early on, didn't the Warriors look like the fresher team?
Yeah,
they just looked like they had more energy.
They looked fresher, I thought, start to finish.
Oh,
and especially when, even when Minnesota was coming back a little bit.
Yeah, they got denied, Steiny. The place was rocking.
So in other words, it was a 20-point lead.
GP2 hit a big three.
And the best they ever did was cut it to 9.
But as low as they were, Steiny, and as stale as they looked, you thought they had a little life. And Edwards came to life a little bit. He was fighting himself, even on layups.
See, that's one of those games where, and I've said this about the Warriors games, some of the Warriors games against Rockets. Oh, the Rockets cut it down. Yeah, but you can.
I got you.
It would have taken a collapse by the Warriors last night.
But when you don't have Steph, I think that was embedded in every Warrior fan's mind, like anything's on the table, Jimmy included, who I didn't, again, he played good, Steiny, but I can't wait for tomorrow because we need 20, 25, 30 shots from Jimmy. But you're saying, hey, Gua, he might make the right play. It might not be that, but what Jan said that I remember in the first hour, you're overpassing for me, Jimmy, when you're at the rim, man. And I don't know if that's energy or stamina that why he's passing.
I mean, I after watching him for 35 games, he doesn't take bad shots. Mm. And if he's in the lane and he pump fakes once and a guy doesn't go bite for it, he's gonna pass it.
Would you say that's a skill?
What do you mean?
Not taking bad shots. Because some of the greats,
it's a mindset.
It's a mindset.
Because
Kobe was, what do we say about him? He was best bad shooter ever.
Yeah, he was a chucker. He was selfish. He was a ball hog.
That's the Mamba, baby.
Mm-hmm. No, I think, look, Butler, it's clear, goes out every game and says, I want to go 7 for 12, ideally, from the field and get to the line 8 times and make all 8. And I don't want to turn the ball over at all. Like he goes into every game like, I'm not turning it over. And so he does tend to make safer plays, but that's not a bad thing necessarily. Tony's in Oakland. What's up, Tony? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hey,
hanging in.
So I just wanted to get a couple points off my chest. A quick note that Steph hasn't really taken any time off. If you guys think, last season or last summer, he was in the Olympics, and that's a lot of high quality games that he played during that time. So that also could render, I'm not saying that it's the reason, but it could render why he strained himself. And also, I think this series is where we're really going to see Steve Kerr get in his bag. He's got to really utilize the entire bench. I mean, from top to bottom. Maybe not the bottom. I don't know about Key. We could keep him out of the rotation, but he's got to use everybody. I mean, even when Steph comes back, he's not going to be 100%, right? He's still going to be lingering with that injury, and then also Jimmy Butler's going to be lingering with that injury too. So this is that series that I believe that Steve Kerr really has to utilize everybody and really show his coaching strategies and, that winning mentality that he really brought to this organization. And last thing is that, Goo, I kind of disagree with you. I don't think game two, Jimmy Butler really needs to take over. I think they need to go through the motions. And we won game one. We won the game that we needed. He's got to go through the motions that when we come back home, I think one of those games, he really has to take over. He's got to put the foot to the gas. Don't take it off. Don't even break. And then try to win one game for us and then utilize, you know, his role players for the next game so that we can win both games at home. All right, fellas.
Thanks, Tony. Wow. Appreciate the call. I didn't even think about the Olympics.
Wow.
But, I mean, look,
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I get it,
The guy's 37.
Running 2 miles a game. You said 2.2.
And he's...
like, but we are shocked because it's never happened.
Why? Well...
I hear you, but...
I mean,
Stoney, this is big deal.
One of the things that the Warriors, we all said they were going to need is health. And right now, they don't have it. So can they get over the hump in this series knowing that Curry's going to miss a big chunk of it?
And I'll say this about Jimmy to our boy's point. He's just got to read it. And when you say, what do you mean you got to read it? Stoney, if he's out there with Pods and Moody and they don't have it going and you're in the paint – Jimmy, I don't want you to pass it to two guys that you know or should know, you know, are struggling or scuffling a little bit. So we need you to be more demonstrative offensively because the facts are the facts, Donnie. The numbers are the numbers. He's got 8 40-point scoring games in the offs. Now you can say, when was that? So he's more than capable. And I love that little quote. We hadn't really gave it much run. I'm going to go in the lab one-on-one. Because I know they're going to need me for more scoring. That's what you call Batman.
You know what bothers me?
Tim.
Is Jimmy Butler comes onto this team and everything changes. And he's a big reason for it. And we've seen the Jimmy Butler effect. And yet, stop telling him how to, trying to tell him how to play. Don't stop telling Jimmy Butler how to play and what he has to do. He does what he thinks is the best way to go about it. And I do, and I agree. I could see him coming out tomorrow and not taking a shot in the first 8 minutes because in his mind, he's thinking, we can't win a game tonight against the Timberwolves unless three or four guys got it going. As opposed to me coming out and trying to get 20 in the first quarter. This is who he is. And we've loved him. I don't know that he can just.
But he used, I got you. I'm not even mad at that, but he's used this terminology. And I know you're not into it. So shout out DC Comics. Batman and Robin. So he clearly knows the difference. One is greater than the other. They're both great. So the fact that he knows that, I think he's going to put on the Batman cape because he's always called Curry that. So with no Curry, that signals to me, I know I need to do more offensively.
That doesn't just have to be shooting. That can be running the offense through him. But
we'll see.
I mean, how many times have we said since Butler's been here, oh, he's got to come out aggressive? He doesn't.
But they haven't been playoff games.
Well, I don't know.
Since they've been starting to play big games down the stretch, you've seen an engaged Jimmy Butler. I think most of the time you can tell if he's getting to the free throw line.
What was he last night from the field?
I don't know what he's from the field, but
I could tell you, Stein, he was 7 of 20 last night.
7 of 20.
That's a lot of shots for him.
Exactly.
Yeah. 2 of 8 from 3. So he's letting the 3 ball go, or is that 6? 2 of 8, looks like. Boy, I need some.
I mean, he kind of owes Curry.
Yeah, 4 of 6 from the charity stripe.
I mean, the other thing that
Curry
Jimmy
bailed
Butler,
him out in game 3.
The other thing about Butler that he's going to do is, like, he's not going to come out aggressive, most likely, from the start. And Warriors end the first quarter up 28-21, and he's only taken one shot.
He'll take that.
That's great. I mean, that's absolutely great. But I'm a big believer in getting as many people involved early as you possibly can, rather than one guy having a big first quarter. Mm. That's just me.
And you think that's what Ant was trying to do? Because I don't. I just thought it was the stage and the nerves, Donnie. I don't know.
I think he came out and just wasn't aggressive. I thought he stood around a lot. Let's go. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, they win 99-88. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves in game 1 yesterday in Minneapolis. Game 2 set for tomorrow at 5:30. And Steph Curry will definitely not be playing tomorrow. He will not be playing Saturday, and he will not be playing Monday. He is getting reevaluated next Wednesday, which is game 5. I don't know if that's optimistic or not, but that's just what the Warriors are saying. He'll be reevaluated 1 week from today. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Championship coming soon.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in a half hour, Pat Spencer's going to join us from Minneapolis. Played 11 minutes last night, and over the course of these playoffs, he's proven to people that might not know that he can play the game. And he's tough. There's no doubt about it. And he gave the Warriors something against Houston and during that blowout. He showed some when he went 5-for-7, and then last night, a couple steals, a couple made field goals, and that's how you become part of a winning situation. This is Pat Spencer from last night, and he's asked how he stays ready.
Man, I love the work, so that's easy. You know, I think the best part for me is I'm wired a little bit differently. I'm going to compete every time I step on the floor, so I'm not scared of anybody across the lines, and the work is the work, man. I put in the work all year in and year out, so excited to get the opportunity. Unfortunately, it had to be Steph going down to get it, and like I said, get him back ASAP. I think we can make a run here.
Wow. All right, Pat Spencer.
Yeah.
Let me just throw this to both you guys. I'm not sure if Evan's on right now or not, but Pods is struggling. And I know Pods can dunk, but he's struggling. Is there a chance Spencer starts creeping into his minutes?
What if I told you that Steve Kerr has gone so gangster in regard to his rotations, and I don't want to call it a quick trigger, but his synopsis of how you're playing, Stoney, I'm being real here. I don't think it's too far-fetched. But I don't know how or where he's at in regard to Paz not hitting the shot yet, because a couple games ago, Paz was there for you. But to your point, I think Steve Kerr is in that mind, that zone right now, to where that might not be too far off the table. What do you think?
I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. Right. Let me look, because I think this, you know, I'm looking at Pods' game logs. He's struggling right
but
now.
But he's the only one that can bring it up like Pods, though. And he's got a nice little handle, Steinhe.
Yeah,
Pat Spencer can bring it up, man.
Exactly. I mean, Pods has had, you know, one really good game and one pretty good game.
I got a question for you.
He's 4-for-18 his last three games. Yeah, what's up?
Tell me if I'm being a coaching question, if I'm being a prisoner of the moment. Okay, so Steve Kerr sees what happens with Steph Curry. I'm looking, with the hammy, and we don't know what he's thinking or would he even do it differently, because a lot of people are saying, man, maybe he should have, you know, spelled him a little bit. But last night, Butler plays 41, Draymond 35. Moving forward, do you think Kerr, after this injury, kind of not gets fixated, but says maybe I need to spell Dre or Jimmy just a tad bit less because of what happened to Steph, or that's just a one-off, we got to keep going?
I mean, I think the only way the Warriors can make a deep run is if Butler and Draymond and Curry are healthy and at their best. And if my guess would be the Curry injury doesn't affect the minutes of Draymond Green or Jimmy Butler, it's kind of too late for that.
Wow.
I mean, we're in the second round of the playoffs, and
I mean, that's too late.
I will say, though, if a game's starting to get out of hand, then maybe you pull the plug a little more quickly without Steph, thinking it's going to be tougher to come back if you're down big. Let's go to Christian is in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? Great show today.
Guys, thanks, man.
I love it. Scotty, I think what you're trying to say, Goo, the reason why he's not going to take those shots, like in the post game, he was telling Buddy to get out of the way. He's cutting and messing up the space. Jimmy's there to control the tempo. He'd rather take a 24-second violation than let them get out and transition. So he might be, like Scotty said, 15 assists tonight, or he might, you know, get off offensively. He's going to do whatever he feels, like Scotty's been saying, not in that way, but, you know, he's going to do whatever he feels to win the game. So I think we're going to go 2-1 these next three because the defense, and I know this is opening the door for callers, but I know you and Stein are smart enough to shut it down. There's no drop-off when Steph Curry's not playing on defense. It's only the offensive end. Let's be real here. So we can still bring that defensive intensity, and I think matching the scoring is going to come from – it's got to come from Pods. He got to step up. He's out here looking like Ty Jerome last night, and that ain't good because I can't talk my mess to Steiny right now.
Ty Jerome.
So I still think 2-1. You know what I'm saying? In these next three games, and after that, I don't know, because I hurt my hammy in a triple overtime game.
Well, let me throw this to you.
Yeah, you're out of shape.
We got Pat Spencer coming on at 12:45. I'm not giving up on Pods by any stretch, but Steiny asked me, or a caller did, could you see if Pods doesn't get it together, could we see a little more Spencer?
Because he's the backup point guard now, and Pods is the starting point guard, so I think we're going to see more Spencer just from default. But, yeah, if he's not hitting that shot, and what you said, he doesn't have a counter to that counter. So he's on the counter.
No, that's
now.
Real.
So
no doubt.
When he gets to that paint and they sit down on that pump fake, he's got to kick it out until he gets a counter to that counter. And he's on the scouting report now. So, it's a good sign that we might see more, because keep it real, Pat's more athletic than Pod.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Pat Spencer,
Patty,
you know, you're pretty tough. Where'd you get that toughness?
I think it's lacrosse, and I think it's a little bit just being off in the head. My brother and I have been going at it for years. So, grow up in a household with three brothers. You learn to fight. If you're willing to kill your brother over a game of pickup, a dude on the other side of the line is going to get it.
What do you give me for this?
He don't sound
Michael
like
Malone.
He looks. Give me one more time. Let me
little
see.
Michael Malone.
I think it's lacrosse, and I think it's a little bit just being off in the head. My brother and I have been going at it for years. So, grow up in a household with three brothers. You learn to fight. If you're willing to kill your brother over a game of pickup, a dude on the other side of the line is going to get it.
I'm going to give you a B+. I'm going to give you a B+. Yeah, like, I appreciate that.
I'm just thinking.
His voice doppelganger. There you go.
Just Just thinking.
You've been thinking about Mike Malone.
No, I just heard him, and I haven't heard Spencer.
Dude, he had a little Malone there.
I hadn't heard Spencer speak a lot, so there you go.
And the caller was right, Stoddy. Just real quick, by default, Spencer is the backup to Pod. So there it is, right there. You don't even they had to be Pods or bust for him to get out there.
Nope, not at this point.
Wow.
If I were a Warrior player 1 through 11, I would
be ready.
Stay on my toes.
Yeah.
Scott's in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing? Don't forget, Pat Spencer coming up at 12:45. We're going to get him from Minneapolis. What's up, Scott? How are you?
Doing well, Stanley Goose. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
You know what? We roll the tape, right, guys, which you guys do a lot. Neither team played a very efficient game on offense.
Right.
And it came down to defense. And I think as we get later, I think the face of the Warriors is not an offensive threat. It's more of a defensive threat now that they got Jimmy. You look at the stats, 18 versus 5. Those are three-pointers made. Warriors 18, Wolves 5. Okay, 17% versus 42%. That was the differential of the game, right? Even if I give the Wolves 33%, I'm going to give them probably three more threes. They still lose that game by 2 points. Okay, a little closer than we expected. But the key to the Warriors going forward is going to sustain this defense. We've definitely got to get more from the bench, because while we won that game, made three-pointers can hide a lot of offensive inefficiency sins that a team is experiencing during the games, which is what happened. But a lot of those teams didn't know what to do when Curry left, because there was a scheme to stop Curry. Wolves were kind of flustered. Same with the Warriors. They didn't know really what to do. It'll be very interesting to find out what Kerr's plan is with Butler now with the offensive focus. For the Warriors to win, they have to, one, sustain that defense and the toughness like they're doing, but they also, Jimmy's got to play a lot more efficient on offense, and they can't be so dependent on the three, because like the Wolves can flip it. You get Conley, you get DiVincenzo, you get Edwards hot. They can make a lot more threes and be a lot more of a threat. Right, I'm really excited to see what Kerr does with Butler, though.
Mm. All right.
Appreciate the call.
And like I said, Stoney, what did I say? 25 to 30 shots from Jimmy. He had 20 last night. So you are right. The beautiful thing about him is he knows what time it is. Shout out Morris Day. But no Steph Curry. And what is becoming clear to me, Stoney, is, and I know we don't do this a lot, the Warriors' defense is good, or if not better than their offense. You know what I'm saying? But the good teams that win the chip – or who has, you know, a balance of both. And that's what the Warriors have, and that's how they've been winning.
One of the things I've seen on the YouTube chat and the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line is, and I'm gonna challenge this conventional wisdom, and it's that we may become a better defensive team without Steph. I don't really see it.
He ain't a liability like he used to be, Stoney. He is bulked up, like you said. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No, I mean, he's a guy who knows every scheme, knows exactly where to be. He can, he can play the passing lanes. He's stronger than anybody thinks he is. I'm not sure that they'll be better defensively without Curry, because he knows where to be, Goo. He knows where to be all the time.
No doubt. And again, he's talked about it. You know, I got to hold up my end of the bargain. And I felt like for the most part he has. But again, I don't want to beat up on Pod, Stoney, because I'm high on him. But that, I'm watching him, you know, especially against Houston when they were starting to cook, but they got ultra athletes with athleticism. I'm like, man, how much D can you have, point of attack defense can you really have if they're giving it to you at the point guard? You know what I'm saying? It's over. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean.
That's just me.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny, you saw that Pat Spencer was born in North Wales. I didn't know that. That could be problems for the interview.
Okay.
That's Pennsylvania.
North Wales. It sounds like a tough area.
It's north of Philly.
All right. Well, Philly is rough.
I think it's a suburb of Philadelphia. I'll do some checking on that, get it confirmed so we can at least talk Pennsylvania high school basketball for.
But we got to give
interview.
Draymond some love too, man.
We don't have to do anything.
No, we do, and we will. No,
if
I'm just
you want to.
Stoney, he's playing his ass off, man.
Yeah. And shouldn't you do that automatically in the postseason.
Well, my point is he's having success doing it. Okay. And you're right. But Day-Day, I didn't know I was down on him, man. Game 5 and 6. I was like, where are you at? I don't feel you. And now he is just, Stoddy's, he's a big bear out there, man. Anchoring. And what about Julius Randle? My gosh, Stoddy, I would get out the way. I wouldn't take a charge on him. I mean, he wanted all the smoke, and he got in his way a few times, and they body bumped. Because Randle plays prison ball, Stoddy. That's tough. Man.
Well,
you got to make the shot.
That sounds great, but there's the best player in one of the best players in NBA history at playing prison ball is the guy he's going up against, Draymond Green. And
well, man,
I mean, Randle didn't do much last night. The one thing Randle did say that
I didn't hear him tell
that I'd like if I were a T-Wolves fan is he got on himself for only getting 3 rebounds all of last night. So he's like, I got to rebound better. Kind of thing Minnesota Timberwolves fans would want to hear from a guy who flat out stunk last night. Let's go to Ryan in San Jose. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, doing pretty well. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just going to comment on some of the things I've heard from the callers so far.
Okay.
I don't think Ty Jerome is worse than Pod. Ty Jerome's pretty, he's a G. And I do think Steph Curry's pretty good at defense, so I don't think we're going to get better at defense with him out. He's been playing really good at defense. I think another caller says the role players are going to be more confident with Curry out, and I think that's true. Steph's going to probably be out for a week or two because I've had that same injury, and it's a non-contact injury. It's like a weekend warrior injury. So, that's something they got to plan for. And I think Kerr should use all of his bench. I think he should have been doing that all along. I think it was, this was inevitable with Curry playing the minutes he was playing. Mm. And as far as Butler goes, I think Butler should decide how Butler plays. I just don't think his minutes should be like pushed to the limit because I don't want him out either.
Well, that's going to be.
I don't know what's going on. What's that?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right. Well, we're going to get to some other calls, Ryan, but I think you were going to talk about Moody.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Moody. You'd like to think it's a temporary thing.
9 minutes, 0-4.
But you got to wonder if.
The pressure?
I don't know about pressure. The playoffs are different.
Yeah.
And, I don't know how Steve Kerr views it. If he thinks Moody can't play in this series or if, he just used him 9 minutes. But
him and Pods together, though, it feels like their shooting's been waning,
Yeah, I think.
Collectively.
Yeah, Pods has not been making any shots since that 26-point game against the Houston Rockets.
Now, I know we're not in Minnesota, but real quick, Stoney, we gave Jimmy Butler credit in his flowers for the 11 rebounds. And I told you, as bad as, and I'm making jokes, as Ant Edwards was, he didn't mope. I didn't feel like he moped. You don't get any points for that. But bottom line, Stoney, he had 14 rebounds.
Okay, this is what his coach said.
You mentioned kind of the energy, the spirit starts with Ant. Is that something that you and he talk about maybe ahead of game two now?
What is there to talk about? I mean, you're the leader of the team, and you got to come out and set the tone, in all ways that happens. And if your shot's not going, you still have to carry the energy, So, I don't think there's, if I got to talk to guys about having the right energy coming into opening second round game, then, we're not on the same page.
That's pretty damn good. What is there to talk about?
Our transition decision making was diabolical.
It was like he said.
It was unbelievable.
It was Steiny. Wow, you don't see that in CYO sometimes. Like, wow.
You know, it's funny. Like, so how many did Edwards have in the second half?
Edwards.
He only had one in the first half, so just subtract one from his total.
That is great, Stott. He had 23, so 22.
So he had 22 in the second half. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's the kind of game where, and he had 22 in the second. Who cares? So what? You were never in the game.
What?
You were never in the game.
They got it to nine, and the place was
they
loud.
They were never in the game. They weren't going to win that game.
Now, that's a different
story. They're all cosmetic numbers.
Yeah.
You play a first half like that, who cares how many you score in the second half? And miss me with they got it down to nine. Every team gets it down to nine.
But every Warrior fan has seen this movie. Like, are they really going to blow it?
They always win. They always win the game.
Not game four and five. Or 5-6 against the Rockets.
Well, they were down all those games.
Well.
You're talking about when they're up. Have the Warriors lost a big lead in the playoffs? No.
No.
Well, but it got to nine. Nine was like 18 last night for the Timberwolves.
See, I think nine was like four after how bad they were.
Well, we're both probably exaggerating.
Spencer in 9 minutes. He's got to be feeling good, man.
Yeah. Pat Spencer coming up in 10 minutes. He's going to join us from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Let me see who else. Oh, my God. Let me tell you. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Why?
I'm not going to do it because I did it before the first series. And just this is my respect for Warrior fans. I'm not going to do to DiVincenzo what I did to Van Vliet.
Oh, yeah.
Just out of respect for Warrior
that
fans.
That backfired on us.
Because you don't want to apologize?
I'll never apologize to Van Vliet.
You don't have to. He took it.
He took what?
The apology.
He took what?
He took your apology. You bowed down. Yeah.
Huh?
You didn't have to say it. It's already written.
Is he playing?
No.
Rockets still playing?
You know what I mean.
And that's another. Oh, the Warriors, they've had trouble with Steven Adams forever. He's never beaten them in a series.
He wouldn't put steroids on that low number of his shooting.
I'll tell you who Minnesota could have used last night. Steven Adams.
Good God.
Gobert was soft.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Did you see Gobert run into Looney and just drop the ball?
So
he was. I'm
not going to kill him.
The curse. But he was awful. It seemed like they were preoccupied. Like they were just in the Western Conference Finals. I know they had Cat. But, Stoddy, they just felt like it was too big for them.
Who wasn't awful for Minnesota?
I'm going to give you a name.
Yeah, because he made some shots.
Finchie.
He stunk.
Finchie.
He stunk, too. Finch stuck too.
What day we get them on?
He didn't call a timeout. He let Naz Reid limp up and down the court two straight possessions.
Exactly.
And Norm had to check me.
Tough love.
You're making a run or you're down 20 in the fourth with Randall and Ant on the bench. I don't care how awful they've been.
But yesterday.
Put him in there.
But yesterday.
Look at you defending his man.
2 days ago,
didn't
though.
Didn't have him ready to play.
When the Warriors Scribinis cut the lead to 11 against Houston. Oh, no, Steiny. Those starters should have never come. Why should they go back in? They got us this 20
fight.
Point.
That was just energy. This was nobody could shoot.
Maybe I won't criticize Finchie.
But Naz Reid, he played good to me. And he came back from looking like
he turned. Did you watch anything other than the ball going in the basket? Naz Reid stunk last night.
Well,
he made a couple threes.
He had 19. Minus five on the night.
Of course. Did they have one player plus,
no.
plus minus?
Hold on. Not one, Stoddy.
Yeah. Who's been waiting? Oh, Austin in San Jose has been waiting.
That's our man.
Hey, Austin, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, what a conversation. I enjoyed all the guys calling in, and the other caller got statistical on you guys, but he was right on when he was talking about the percentages and all. I thought that was good, you know. Hey, man, I just want to say, I think last night was a bad night for Minnesota, so
yeah.
I don't want to write them off, Guru, and I know you got me earlier about comments about Ant-Man being something that didn't look right. It was like his explosion was off, and I'm not making excuses
I got
for him,
you.
But, man – and everybody's playing hurt, guys. I mean, listen, Denver's playing hurt. They got two guys. Even Aaron Gordon's not 100%.
Porter
Jr. He's got a calf thing going on yet, and he's still playing. And so we can't get into the injury thing. Obviously, Steph's orbit is so big and gravity's so big. I do wonder now, though, because Steph takes away and covers up a lot of mistakes, man. When he's scoring those threes.
Yeah.
You know, nobody does it like him. And so now, Steiny, who's going to do that? I mean, you could say, yeah, Buddy can shoot it. But Buddy doesn't bring the gravity. And who does? That that Steph does. So I would just let
that's
we
real.
Wait to see on that. And and then the Jimmy thing, real quick on Jimmy. If I'm not mistaken, and maybe your crack staff can correct me, but Jimmy's only averaged 18 points a game in his career, right? I mean, I don't think Jimmy's been a high – Jimmy's had big games, but he's not a high-volume scorer. So I think we got to be careful about saying Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. There better be more than Jimmy if we're going to win this series. Mm. Last thing, guys, I can't believe you guys are going after Pods. I mean, do you guys understand the – What the fan base is going to do? Pods is untouchable, man.
Oh,
you got to put him on the bench. Come on, man. You know Pods is the golden boy. That's not going to happen, man. That's all I got, guys.
Yeah, thanks. I love you. I love you, Austin. He calls it the devoted effort, man, and it's just great. But, no, come on, man. We're all rooting for all these guys. But what word did you use about Curry, Steiny? You don't even remember. 48, Eddie Murphy
words.
And Nick Nolte, 48 hours ago, you said Guru – his points sometimes can demoralize you. And that's what Austin was talking about. So now you don't have that component, you know?
No,
and
yeah,
let's be honest, Buddy wasn't hitting early in the first half. He came back and was, man.
Look, they're missing.
That's all I guess.
Steph Curry. I mean, there's nothing more to say.
That's
seriously. Yeah, all right. We got Pat Spencer on the other
Patty.
Side.
Real quick, do you want to hear what Draymond Green said about him last night?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I do want to play this for him, too.
A damn good basketball player. And I know he don't look like it. You know, he don't just jump off the page at you when you see him in a basketball jersey. I don't think the number 61 helps him. but he's one of the toughest guys on this team. That includes myself. That includes Jimmy. Pat Spencer is tough as nails.
All right, that was Draymond Green, one tough guy to another.
No doubt, man.
We have Pat Spencer on the other side. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Spencey coming up. It's so-